You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in, well, we're wrapping up this sermon here in Mark chapter 12. We left off on Friday. If you remember Friday, we left off sort of on a cliffhanger here, looking at the fullness of the Gentiles was the last thing we looked at. It's taken from Romans chapter 11, where it says blindness. That's the Greek word porosis, blindness, like a callus over the eyes or over the heart. Our condition sometimes is osteoporosis, calluses on the bones. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. That's where we're picking it up here today as we're working through chapter 12 in the Gospel of Mark. Wednesday night, we are studying 1 Peter, and we'll be starting chapter 3 of 1 Peter Wednesday night at 6. Sundays, we're going through this sermon series in the Gospel of Mark, and we'll be picking it up chapter 14 this coming Sunday. So, okay, for more info on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. My Bible translation is at MajorityText.com. I encourage you to go there. We're on Facebook at WGOD Radio. These podcasts are uploaded. The Sunday sermons are uploaded. And these teachings are uploaded there on the Facebook and on my website as well. Again, WGODradio.com and at Facebook at WGOD Radio. Let's hear what's going to be the last part of this message now in Mark chapter 12.
Fullness of the Gentiles. You see, there's a number written down somewhere, perhaps on a napkin. And on that napkin is the total sum number, S-U-M, the total sum number of Gentiles who will be saved. And once that number is reached, all right, I got some visitors here. I better not use this. All right, they're smiling. Once this number is reached, wham, that's it. The door gets shut. In football or hockey, they call it sudden death. Door shut. Day of grace over. You see, there's a number, like on the outside of this church here. It says maximum capacity, 260 people. I praise the Lord the day we put 260 people in here. Right? Picture heaven as like this sanctuary. Maximum capacity. You see, this is the great mystery to me. It's not everyone that wants to get in is going to be able to get in. But heaven allows people in until the maximum capacity is hit. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until the full number of the Gentiles. Now say heaven right now has got 257 people out of 260. So there's 3 seats left. Everyone here saved? How about you two? You two received Christ? You're both Christians? How about your daughter? Yes? 257. We got 3 seats left. Now, say old Dan Stahlbaum down the street is preaching the same thing. Say Titus Green at First Baptist in Merritt Island is preaching the same thing. You got 3 seats left, you see? Now, someone at East Coast is going to come and take that chair. Someone from First Baptist of Merritt Island is going to take that chair. Now, that is what you got left to the kingdom of God. Right there. Once someone takes that seat, it's all over. The door gets shut. Where is that in the Bible, all right? Luke 13:24. Strive to enter in through the narrow gate, because many will try to get in and will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, you will begin to knock at that door saying, Lord, Lord, open the door. Here I am. I'm ready. I'm done running, Lord. I'm done sinning. I've decided it's time for me to come back to you. I'm ready now. Here I am. And he will say, depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Matthew chapter 25, 10 virgins. Good people. 5 were ready, waiting for the Lord. And 5, you see, weren't ready. Then they got tired and slept. And then, at the revelation of the master, those that were ready went in with him to the feast. The other 5 didn't have oil in their lamps. So they said to the other 5, give us some of your oil too so we can go in. And they said, no, go get your own oil, friend. So they went out to get their own oil and they came back and the door was shut. This is why Jesus says, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man cometh. And I say to you, this is an accurate picture of the kingdom of heaven today. This is how close the Lord is to his return. And the great scam pulled on the church today is that if you miss this, that you've got another chance, because you don't. If you miss this after hearing this sermon today, it's because you've rejected Christ. And if you reject him, you will not get another chance. If that's the last chair, I encourage you, I ask you, I plead with you, take that chair today. Take it today before you walk out of these doors. Of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels in heaven, nor neither the Father. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. Again, verse 38. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then 2 people will be in a field. One will be taken, one will be left. 2 women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will be left. Jesus then pleads with you, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman or the master of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for at such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Notice these important commands here. Even more imperative today as we enter into these end of days. Watch. Be ready. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom the Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, will find so doing. Verily, I say unto you, he will make him ruler over all of his goods. But, and if that evil servant should say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and will begin to smite his fellow servants and eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and an hour he's not aware of, and he will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Remember, a hypocrite is someone who says one thing and does another. Someone with a false face on. So, my encouragement to you is don't worry about Israel. Worry about yourself and your family members. You know, don't worry about who Cain married. Worry about yourself and maybe a son or a daughter or a mother or a father whose names aren't written in the book of life. Because this vivid imagery here, I'm telling you, might be dramatic, but it's pretty close to the truth. All right, I got time. Let's look at one more section here. Now, next week, we're going to look in chapter 13 in depth. That's Bible prophecy. What will be the sign of your coming and at the end of the world? That's what we're going to look at next week. What are Jesus' telltale signs that we're nearing the end of the age and that his return is near? Okay, verse 18. We're in Mark chapter 12, verse 18. Then come unto him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies and leaves his wife behind him, and leaves no children, so that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and dying, he left no seed or no offspring. And the second took her and died. Neither left he any seed. And the third likewise. And the seven had her and left no offspring. Last of all, the woman died too. So, therefore, in the resurrection, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For all seven had her as a wife. You know, I hear this kind of stuff all the time. That when you die and leave this world, you're going to pick up where you left off here on earth and be joined again to your husband or wife. Sorry, but that's not what heaven is going to look like. Now, you'll recognize your loved one. You'll recognize everyone. Peter recognized Moses and Elijah in the spirit. And you will recognize it. But the problem is when you think like that, is you're bringing an earthly, fleshly mindset into the next life. The eternal kingdom of God. And that's a mistake to do that. Heaven is, thank God, heaven is not like earth.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
I am not skilled to understand what God has willed, what God has planned.